Rubber game of the series between the Orioles and Cardinals. A happy Father's Day around the country. And this fan battling cancer there with his daughter. Great moment there, throwing out the first pitch. We pick up the action in the second. Game tied at one. Trey Mancini facing Lance Lynn.
Here it comes. A swing and a long drive to right field. This is going to go over the out-of-town scoreboard for a home run. A 3-2 pitch home run by Trey Mancini. Smith hit a 3-2 pitch leading off the game, the bottom of the first. 2-1 Baltimore.
The 1-2 delivery from Lynn is hitting the left field base hit. That will score Seth Smith. And it's 3-1 Orioles. RBI base hit to left for Mark Trumbo.
The pitch. Fowler strokes it off the glove of the first baseman, Trey Mancini. He tags Carpenter out and steps on first. The ball went off his glove. Carpenter thought it was caught on the fly, took a step back to first. Mancini caught the ball as it bounced off the ground. Tagged Carpenter, stepped on first for a double play. Lynn's pitch, curveball swung on and a high fly ball to left field. This is hit back to the track near the wall, and it's a home run. Just getting out of here. Tommy Pham made it all the way back to the wall and watched it go out. A two-run homer for Trumbo. 5-2 Orioles. The pitch swung on, and there's a drive. Deep center field. Fowler to the track, watches it fly out. A home run for Wellington Castillo. That's his third career home run off Lynn.
The Orioles take 2 of 3 from the Cardinals, winning 8-5, getting back to the 500 mark. J.J. Hardy had to leave the game with a right wrist contusion in the sixth inning after being hit by a pitch on his wrist in the fourth. Ubaldo Jimenez the victory, allowing 2 runs in 7 frames. The Cardinals come up short against the Orioles. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how to put your finger on it. There were some pitches that were elevated. You know, typically he's going to be a guy that lives with a sinker in the bottom of the zone. Just one of those days.
Can't do that in this ballpark.
No, I haven't seen anything like this. But you know what? We had the same opportunity offensively, and they made the most of it. We kept coming, and you know, made it close. In the fact that you know we're just a couple base runners away from somebody being able to jump on out, but they got that big lead, and it's hard to get back. I mean, just some of the balls that were hit for and against. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's just. Remember last time we came in here in 14, and they were saying the ball wasn't carrying much, and next thing you know, it was just one ball after another that got in the air and was out of here. And so I think it just plays that way sometimes. We've seen Wrigley. We've seen different parks play differently throughout the year, and this one we needed to get the ball in the air, and they were able to keep us from doing it on a consistent basis. Yeah, normally, you know, still feel good about the guys having some positive results regardless of how it happened. I mean, always something the guys can build off of and keep going, because I think we had a good foundation starting in here offensively, and quite a few of them still feel in a good place. So hopefully take that into our next series. But right now, you know, losing 2 out of 3 wasn't part of the plan.
Lance Lynn takes the loss, allowing 7 runs in 4 2/3 innings.
No, I just didn't make pitches from the get-go. If you make bad pitches, good teams make you pay. They made me pay, and it's part of the game.
You feel like you were fighting fastball command from the start?
Oh, no, I just didn't put where I want to. And when you do that and they take good swings, you're going to get hurt. I don't know. You look at sometimes National League Baseball turns into those things. You know, sometimes you know, it's just not your day. And it seems to, you know, it's happened all in once. You're going to have games where guys are moving well and you got to pinch hit for them because we don't have any runs on the board. You're going to have games where the guy stays in and, the next thing you know, he's in the seventh inning, and you know, things, it's baseball. You go through times where it's going well and times where it might be going better than you think, but pinch hits in the National League have that toll, so it's part of it.
Up next, the Cardinals begin a series in Philadelphia against the Phillies on Tuesday.